This is SportsMap Radio's Selection Show, presented by Rufus Teague. Get yours today at RufusTeague.com. Here's Jake Asman and Greg Frank.
Let's continue the college basketball conversation. Selection Sunday, we know the field of 68. For more on the madness in March, we bring on Tim Brando from Fox Sports. Tim, it's Jake and Greg. Appreciate your time tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with both of you, Greg and Jake. And as they say, let's let the party get started, right?
Absolutely. I got to get your thoughts, Tim. I mean, what do you make of Tom Brady deciding to ruin everyone's, you know, filling out their brackets tonight by announcing he's coming back for a 23rd season?
Well, if not that, it would have been something else. LeBron stubbed his toe or whatever else. The national media will do everything in its power to not cover college basketball, unfortunately.
Well, I'm just happy that the something else wasn't that the tournament's getting canceled again, Tim, because we have it again, and it feels normal again with all the teams traveling to various sites around the country for the first weekends, and then the regionals, and then obviously the Final Four in New Orleans. But, you know, you've been around this game for so long. I love college basketball. As someone that's covered the sport as long as you have, I can't imagine this time of year ever gets old, right?
No, you know, I get the question a lot since I stopped doing the NCAAs after 18 years at CBS, and even prior to that, back in the really dinosaur era of ESPN, we actually carried the first two rounds in the mid to late 80s and early 90s before CBS started carrying the first round. I actually love not doing them now at this stage of my career because I actually get to enjoy all of the tournament.
Right.
You know, when I was busy doing games, you got eight teams and one location and four games to be played in the same day, and it's hard to know what's going on in other places. And, you know, I'm a big enough fan of the sport. I'll be at the Final Four again doing some work for the NABC as I always have. And years past when I had a radio show, I used to do it from the NABC convention. And I still go there to MC some of their seminars and host their champions luncheon. And I just don't miss the Final Four. I missed my first one since 1996, last year, because no one was allowed in unless you were working for either CBS or Turner.
Tim, when you look at the bracket, just got to get your thoughts. What stands out when you look at the field of 68?
A lot of balance. I think a number of double-digit seeds will win opening round games. I think the always popular 12 versus 5 and 11 versus 6 picks look really, really good on a lot of fronts. I will circle for you some ones that just jump out for me very, very quickly. Iowa State as an 11 to take down LSU, which is in transition because of its loss of Will Wade and the circumstances that they face, a major distraction. Cyclones are really good, coming from, I think, arguably the best conference in America. The Big 12 was just, you know, loaded this year along with the Big 10. Big 10 got more bids, but I thought the Big 12 had as many outstanding teams at the top as you could find in any given conference. Jacksonville State, by the way, is a 15 seed that could scare the living daylights out of Auburn if you're looking for a really wild and crazy 15 over a 2. That might be it. Auburn's guard play has been poor. Their outside shots haven't fallen, and they were going to be a number one before they you know, choked their motor in the SEC tournament. Jacksonville State's really good. Very well-coached basketball team that nobody knows anything about, including Auburn. It will be a tough chore for Bruce Pearl to get his team ready. When I look over at 8-9 teams that could give trouble to a 1, okay, and that sometimes can happen.
Yeah.
When you look at Memphis and Boise State, the Zags are going to be challenged in their second game after they beat Georgia State. Now, they're the overall number one seed. I don't think they catch much of a break playing either Boise State or Memphis. Memphis because of their athletes, Boise State because of the way they play. And the Mountain West was among the mid-major conferences this year, a hell of a program. And those jump out at me. I think Davidson could beat Michigan State in a 10-7 matchup, and I think a lot of people would be anticipating a Duke-Michigan State second-round game. I don't know that the Spartans will get there because Davidson is so good. They had a four-point lead late, let it go today in the A-10 championship game. And, you know, I'm sure they'll want to get it right. Bob McKillop's got a lot of experience in NCAA tournaments, and I think that they're going to be a tough out. I think the Buckeyes of Ohio State are in trouble against Loyola of Chicago in a 7-10 matchup. That's one that I would circle if I were a lot of fans. And I don't know that Arizona's going to have a hell of a lot of fun playing Seton Hall if they happen to beat TCU. And that's going to be TCU's also a similar team to Seton Hall in defensive toughness. Jamie Dixon's gotten his team into the tournament. They're going to be playing a Seton Hall team that I think physically, even though they're smarting at the guard position, the point guard position, I think they can give Arizona a tough time too. So those are just the ones that jump out at me. Arkansas playing in Buffalo against Vermont, Countermounts. That's another one to circle in my opinion. I think Vermont could knock out Arkansas in a 13-4 matchup.
Yeah, that one caught my eye as well, Tim. I'm just curious, from this season, watching the teams that you got to watch up close and personal, who was the best team that you got to see?
I loved Arizona. Sure. I really did. I thought Arizona, I mean, they'll have to work hard in that second game. I think they'll win it, but I think they'll have to work hard to get out of there. I think Tommy Lloyd's team's got everything. Now, they lost Creasa late in the year, but you saw in the Pac-12 tournament, it really didn't bother them because they have multiple guys that can handle it. And Mathurin is, I think, the best player most of America knows the least about. Just an incredible talent. And they've got the largest team, you know, the tallest team in this tournament field, which makes for a matchup problem potentially. I see Gonzaga and Arizona as one seeds that would likely get there, but I still think they'll be challenged, both in their second game and then moving forward. The region where I think a team other than a one could get there is the East, where I think the Boilermakers of Purdue did not play their best basketball in the Big Ten tournament or late in the season. But because they have playmakers, Ivy is one of the best in the country. He's sort of a college version of Kawhi Leonard. And I think guys like Edie and Travion Williams will pose matchup problems when they get outside the Big Ten that a lot of Big Ten teams had gotten accustomed to. You know, the Hawkeyes handled them really well today. I was really happy for Fran McCaffrey. They deserve to get that win. I think Purdue can at long last make the Final Four for Matt Painter. I think of all the coaches that are out there in Division One, arguably the best coach that's not made it to a Final Four at this stage of his career is Matt. And I think that this year is the year that he can get there. I don't think Kansas is going to come out of the Midwest. I think they're going to get punched out. And that leaves to me the open door for a potential 3, 4, or 5 team, maybe even a 6 or 7 that could make a strong move out of the Eastern region. And in that group, you know, you're looking at teams that are as athletic as USC. You're looking at teams that have the potential to do great things early and get good matchups. Like, I love the Wisconsin road, okay? I think that they'll likely get Iowa State, not LSU, in their second game. And I think moving forward, you know, punching your ticket to the second weekend, I look at the road ahead for them. Greg Gard's team could be a real problem. Again, a little bit like teams like Purdue, Wisconsin's one of those clubs that, you know, when well scouted by teams within the Big Ten, you're going to have some trouble. But when you get outside your league, you can really pose problems for teams. And Johnny Davis, in my mind, along with Keegan Murray, two of the great players in the Big Ten this year, Murray showed what he had in his arsenal. And that's another team. You know, the Hawkeyes are in a position. I love the matchup that they got with Providence. Providence is an overachieving 4 seed that athletically I don't think can handle Iowa in the second round.
Tim, we really appreciate the time. We're up against it. Enjoy the NCAA tournament, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tim.
Happy to be with both of you.
He's Tim Brando from Fox Sports. More on the NCAA tournament when we come back. Stay tuned. Sports Map Radio.